beat from Times Square to Columbus Circle, the gaudiest, the most violent, the lonesomest mile in the world.
Broadway's My Beat, transcribed with Larry Thor as Detective Danny Clover.
They race, the winds of November, race, and Broadway stands numb in their wake, dazed, chill at their touch, then moves to shelter of doorway, of jut of stone wall, to make the furtive search of memory for what the winds have taken to die with them. And realization then, and the shudder, images sworn to hard remembrance have fled on the chill embrace of November wind. Spin, dance, vanish on squall of wind. So move back into it, and make search for new images to be remembered, and find them in spectacular, screaming the promise, in neon, pulsing the dream. Arrangement in fleeting scarlet and golden light, images, as painted by a November wind. And another texture of November.
Please. Please.
Woman shivering, her arms crossed, her hands digging into her shoulders. Woman huddled tightly and chill and biting a knuckle. And the warmth of a room about her. Sheen and glow of the expensive things of a room about her.
Please.
Just try to take it easy, Mrs. Taylor.
I can't. I'm trying to control myself.
Here, why don't you come sit over here? That's right. You just sit down right there. I get your shawl or something? Coat to put around your shoulder?
No. No, thank you. I'll be all right. Just give me a moment.
Danny?
Mrs. Taylor...
Yes. I'm quite all right now.
And now you can tell Lieutenant Clover and me. I'm Detective Dennison. Tell us why you called us.
Yes.
Why, Mrs. Taylor?
My husband. It's for Frank I called you, for him.
Well, what about him? Something happened to your husband, Mrs. Taylor?
Why do you behave...
Just tell us, Mrs. Taylor...
Earlier this evening, I had it so beautifully planned, Frank and me, a quiet evening at home, just the two of us, and...
And what, Mrs. Taylor?
Frank announced, just very simply announced, that he was going out, right after dinner. And I asked him where, very gently I asked him, and he wouldn't tell. He just looked at me and brushed his fist against my chin almost hard, but sweetly, the way he does, and just put on his coat and went.
He hasn't come back. Is that what you're trying to say, Mrs. Taylor? It's late now, and your husband hasn't come home, and you want
to...
Oh,
no, no. He's at home.
What?
A little while ago, just a little while ago, I was in bed and reading and waiting for Frank to come home. I wasn't going to ask even where he'd been. And the doorbell rang, and I got up to answer it, and I opened the door, and Frank fell against me, and his weight knocked me down, too.
Your husband was drunk. Is that it, Mrs. Taylor?
I thought drunk, and then I saw Frank had been beaten... And there was blood all over his shirt. He'd been beaten, and he was hurt, and he was sobbing. And I got up, and I tried to carry him, and I dragged
Where
him.
Where is your husband, Mrs. Taylor?
There, in our bedroom. I finally got him into bed, and I took off his shirt, and I washed all the hurt places.
Dennison.
Yeah. Is that the door to your bedroom, Mrs. Taylor?
Yes, maybe. Maybe Frank will talk to you. He just lies there and looks at me. Make Frank talk to you if... When I opened the door and Frank fell against me, I thought drunk, and then I thought dead. And
your husband that badly hurt, Mrs. Taylor, have you...
Yes. I've called our doctor, and I've called my sister, Grace, and Harry.
Harry?
Harry Dixon, that's Frank's best friend, and I've called every place that I know for Donald. That's Donald Jordan. He's Frank's partner. Donald just isn't anywhere to be found, and I've left messages all over the place for him. You know, you'd think at a time like this... Are you going into Frank now, too?
Yes.
I'll go with you.
No, you stay out here, Mrs. Taylor.
Oh, yes. Well, my sister should be here soon, and Harry... Yes, I'll wait for them here.
Mr. Taylor got gone over real good, Danny. Have a look.
Yeah. How do you feel, Mr. Taylor?
Question, boys. Boys with the kindly questions.
It's the way he talks, Danny. Mr. Taylor's mouth is one big bruise, and it's the way he talks.
You want to tell us what happened to you, Mr. Taylor?
Puff up my pillow, huh? Hardens under me.
Look,
Did anybody ask you? Anybody come crying?
Your wife called us. She told us...
She's a wife. She gets you on the phone. She calls people. She gets lonely. My wife calls people.
Who'd you get into a fight with, Mr. Taylor?
Makes a difference to you.
You look like that after a fight. What's the other man look like? You try to kill each other, Mr. Taylor? You go out hunting and find a chap and say, let's fight, let's cut each other?
Frank, Frankie, boy, what's this about blood on your shirt? Oh, Frankie, what have they done to you?
Hi, Harry.
You've had it, kid. Oh, baby. Baby, you've had it.
Who are you?
Who am I? Tell him, Frank.
Harry Dixon.
You left out the best part, Frankie. Harry Dixon, best friend of Frank Taylor, years and years best friend.
Get them out of here, Harry.
Sure, sure, Frankie, but you've been hurt bad and you don't know what you're saying. You don't talk to police like so. You gotta be open and above board all the time. My, best friend, Frank, giving you trouble, Lance?
We want to know how this happened to him, who it happened with, why it happened, why he...
And Frank won't say, huh? When Ethel called me, she told me how Frank won't say. Maybe I can help you out, Lance.
How?
You let me talk to him, huh, Lance? He tells me things like no one has ever heard but me. Let me, huh?
Danny?
Yeah, let's go. We'll be in the other room, Mr. Dixon. You talk to him. Then come out and talk to us.
Will do. Can do. I'm going to take advantage of your condition, Frank. You're going to get out of here with your lads.
Did he tell you?
No, Mrs. Taylor.
I don't understand. I just don't, that's all. I'm away for a week.
You've been away?
Yes. Yes, I was worn out, and Harry said, you look worn out, Ethel. Why don't you take a rest? Go somewhere. And I said, you're sweet, Harry. You're very sweet. And we got out the travel folders, and I chose Atlantic City. I stayed only a week. What could have happened to him in that time? I just wish Donald would come.
That's your husband's partner, Mrs. Taylor, the one you told me about?
Yes, I just called him again, and there was no answer, and I called the bars again. I know he goes to, and I left messages again.
You have his address, Mrs. Taylor?
Yes, he lives at the Ruxton Apartments on West 37th, and there on my desk are the numbers where I tried to reach him. If he doesn't come, you must tell him we're very disappointed in him, Frank and
I. Your husband and his partner, they get along all right?
What are you saying? You don't think... Maybe that's him, huh? Grace! Oh, Grace, I'm so glad you're here, honey. I'm so glad.
Don't paw all over me, Ethel. Just let me come in. And...
Yes, honey, come in.
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 Come in. And...
Yes, honey, come in. This is my sister, Grace. Grace Blandish. This is Lieutenant Clover.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Detective Dennison, my sister.
Hi.
How's Frank?
It was awful, honey. Just awful. The way he looked and the blood all over him, honey. Hold me.
Please, Ethel, don't paw me.
Grace, honey, what are you...
You called police. You called me. You said you called Harry. Did you call a doctor for Frank? Did you think to do that, Ethel?
Why, yes, of course. The very first thing, Frank wouldn't hear of it, but I called anyway. He should be here any minute. You know how doctors are, honey. They
you
just
have a good time in Atlantic City, Ethel?
What?
You heard me. You have a good time in Atlantic City taking a rest? Away from your home, away from your husband, away from all the things you should have been doing for him. So something like this couldn't have happened to him, so he wouldn't get beaten up and hurt.
Honey, honey, what are you doing? What?
No soap, lads. Frank, my best buddy, won't... Hi, Grace. If you haven't heard, you got a bruised brother-in-law. You sure have, Sister Grace.
He tell you anything, Harry?
Not even his best friend. I coaxed, I pleaded, I cajoled. Look, lads...
Uh-huh.
I look around me, and here is Ethel, the wife, and here is Grace, the sister, and here is Harry, the pal and buddy, and it occurs to me that there's a gap in our little group.
Go on.
How come Donald isn't here, Frank's partner? First comes a man's wife, then his buddy, then his partner. How come partner Donald makes a gap?
Well, don't worry about it, Harry. Harry,
yeah, lad?
We'll want to know where we can find you.
Sure you will. My card, lads, which states my name, my business, my address, for all the world to see, and no use for the ask.
Well, thanks.
And this, a suggestion. Frank in there, he got it real good, and he won't say who gave it to him. Some guys die from a beating like he got, so you lads will do something about it, huh? Because you're fine lads. Only a suggestion.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot, Harry.
Ethel.
Yes?
Your husband's alone in there now, shouldn't
you? Yes, I'll go to him. I just wanted to talk to you.
It's a thing a wife would do, I imagine. Go to her hurt husband.
Let's go, Dennison.
Yeah, let's do that, Danny.
and squad car ride then to West 37th in the Ruxton Arms apartments and ask for Donald Jordan, partner of a violently beaten man.